Okay, well, as you may have guessed by now, this is definitely the Lesbian Power Authority. And I have a couple of friends in the studio with me this evening. We have Catherine, Azura Minda.
Hello, Mev.
Hi, Catherine. And Bordyke.
Bordyke Azura Minda.
That's right.
We got mail like that
from Fresh Air Radio.
You think they would know?
It's Mrs. Azura Minda.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing is? The funniest thing is, though, I got a sweepstakes entry in the mail
from the publisher's clearinghouse.
No, it wasn't. It was from American Family.
Oh, Ed and Dick.
Yeah, addressed to Mrs. Bordyke. That was really funny.
Oh, well,
hey, and she's going to win the $10 million, you know?
Yeah, Mrs. Bordyke's going to win.
She is entered. It's official. Yeah, well, I'm really glad to be here. And yeah. part of why is it feels like it's sort of like a handing over, you know? It's like the Lesbian Half Hour lost its home on Thursday night, but now we have an hour on Sunday evening, so that's kind of nice.
Double our time.
Yeah.
And it's 80% more lesbian time.
At least of the lesbian time, yes.
That's true.
Of that flat out call it lesbian stuff,
hey,
yes.
You know, let's just do it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So it feels really good to come here and
I'm so
do that.
Glad you came.
Makes to me watch
really
it happen.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of begins to feel. And we had our first caller already this evening. Thank you, caller. I really appreciate it.
You'll probably get more if you repeat the studio line.
Oh, the studio number is 341-0980. And you can call me here at the studio. Tell me what you'd like to have happen here at the Lesbian Power Authority. I'm open to suggestions and see how many we can get to. But we're going to do news and information and history tidbits and all kinds of swell things and probably have some really intense political conversations over time. And I think what we're going to do this month is just establish this hour as the Lesbian Power Authority. And I'm going to say it as many times as I can. Tell your friends, tell all your dykely friends who want to hear some good lesbian energy to tune in on Sunday nights between 10 and 11. And I'll definitely be here and we'll have some few surprises along the way. So, you know, if you have topics of interest or whatever you want to know about or discuss. And, you know, I think it's important to say that this is lesbian space. But for me, it's also important to remember that lesbians are pretty foundational to a lot of what has gone on in the women's movement and in the feminist movement and so on. And it's because we care about women so much that we're willing to take the risks to have those kinds of things happen. And so this is not only about honoring lesbians, but it's also applauding ourselves for the work that we do out there in the world. So some of the things that will get discussed on the show will be of specifically lesbian interest, but there may also be broader women's issues that have to come up because they just have to. And as I mentioned before, also the issues of racism and sexism and ableism and ageism and classism and all those ism things and things that we're trying, all that anti-oppression work that we're trying to do, because many lesbians' lives are affected by all of those things as well. And so we're going to try to keep that in focus as well during this time. But tonight, we're just establishing this as the Lesbian Power Authority. And play some more music a little bit here, and we're going to do some announcements a little later on. I have a few things. I'm going to try to intersperse announcements between things. So if you have events that you think will be of interest to lesbians, or things that you've picked off the news wires here and there that are of interest to lesbians, or you know, whatever, just send those tidbits to me in the mail or call me here at the studio, 341-0980, and I will pass that information on to the listeners, and we'll have our own little bulletin board here. And my dream is that someday, and Catherine and I have spoken about this, and maybe some other dyke will pick up this energy, but I think it'd be really swell if this town had a lesbian newsletter that was a print media for lesbian, that was a lesbian print space as well as the airspace that we have here. And you know, I know there's other places where we find our lesbian stuff, but you have to wade through an awful lot before you get to it. So put that little tidbit out there. Why not? So anything else you want to say before we move along here to the next? Yes, Bo's jumping up and down.
Raising my hand.
lesbian.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
A lesbian in the first row.
What I was going to say is thank you for keeping the lesbian energy going, and I'm very happy to be to be here, your first guest on the Lesbian Power Authority.
All right. And Catherine, we also have to remember everybody that you're going to be on the air too at a stunningly wonderful time for all you early morning risers.
Stunningly wonderful. See, everybody, not everybody, there are people who react the way I do. You see, I'm going to be on Tuesday mornings from 5 to 7 in the morning, and I'm basically a morning person. I very often listen to the radio at least between 6 and 7 because how I wake up is I don't just throw things on and dash out the house. I got to spend some time waking up, and I do that with my radio on. As a matter of fact, one of the ways I've been listening to my radio, and you might want to check it out Tuesday morning if you happen to be among those privileged to have cable television in your home, it's on Channel 33, which is public access cable. Usually around 6 o'clock in the morning, they come on with Fresh Air Radio as the sound for their community bulletin board kind of thing, because they don't have any other programming happening. And we're like the audio portion of Channel 33 from 6 o'clock to whatever time they have programming come on. And I've heard it go as late as 9 o'clock in the morning. So check it out Tuesday morning. Turn on your television instead of your radio. You might hear me at 6 o'clock there. If you want to hear the whole show, you'll have to be up at 5 a.m. and probably turn on your radio.
It's Woman Uprising.
Women,
right?
Uprising.
Uprising.
Yes.
And just a little piece of radio business here. I forgot to tell you what the last set was.
Oh, well.
It has some of my favorite songs in it, so I figured you might want to know. We started off with Allison Farrell, who actually is a friend of mine from New Haven. She's a local New Haven gal. But that particular song was I Like Being a Dyke. Lynn Thomas's song called Dykes, simply enough. Teresa Troll, Woman Loving Woman. Your Girlfriend, Lesbi Bop. And finally, the Flying Lesbian singing I'm a Lesbian, How About You? So I think what we'll do now is move along here to, well, what would lesbian, you know, honoring the past and bringing into the future if we didn't have a little Meg Christian? You just got us. So I think that's what we're going to do, is we'll start off with a little Meg Christian.
Here's a song about my gym teacher. It's called Ode to a Gym Teacher. She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart. And I etched it on my locker, and I carved it on my desk. And I painted big red hearts with her initials on the books. And I never knew till later why I got those funny looks. She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart. Well, in gym class, while the others talked of boys that they love, I'd be thinking of new aches and pains a teacher had to rub. And while other girls went to the prom, I languished by the phone, calling up and hanging up if I found out she was home. She was a big-time woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball. A new chain for her whistle and some daisies in the spring. Some suggested points for Christmas by Miss Edna Millay. And a lacy, lacy, lacy card for Valentine's.
girls are sitting out by the pool. Quite a few live in Malibu. They've got their sandwiches in their igloo cooler. The guys are laying out. They're pretty buff dudes. Me, I'm working on my tan too. Every day we get up at five. Jump in the pool, practice our butterfly. Swimming till we're dead. Then run to the showers, shampoo each other's heads. Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. Some of the girls, Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. Are some of the girls. I've always been one of the dudes with my flat top and my combat boots. Now I'm learning all the thrills come with wearing espadrilles. Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. They're trying to get me to shave my legs. Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. They're trying to get me to shave my legs. No way. Elena's got a bionic kidney. Michelle had surgery on her knee. Stu says Coco has natural ability. But Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie they're trying to get me into a bikini. Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. It's not me. I think it's a pretty keen being on the swim team. I can stick out yet still fit in, feeling a belonging from deep within. And I feel lucky to have. They feel lucky to know a real life lesbian. Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. Are some of the girls. Jen, Jenny, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. Some of the girls. Jen, Jenny, Frank, Tana, Pam, and Debbie. I'm one of the girls. 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 Thank you.
her shines, warm as embers. It stops time and it glows on you, an ancient hue, purple, violet, and a midnight blue. And I'm alone, privy to the scene of this woman new, velveteen on her scented sheets. She lies gracefully, reaching up her arms to embrace me. A glow that fills the room, directs the flow of a pulsing rhythm. Her voice's melody resonating to the sound of her making love to me. Up I go, up to the stars. Visit Venus, the moon, and Mars. Then I'm drawn to Earth and kiss her hungrily. When we arrive in the perfect energy, I do.
Okay, well, that was Janice Ian singing Ride Me Like a Wave. Nice little quiet music for a Sunday night here at the Lesbian Power Authority. We started off that set with Meg Christian, Ode to a Gym Teacher, and then Frank, who's one of the girls, Pam Hall singing Beauty Light, and of course Janice Ian, Ride Me Like a Wave. This is Mev. This is the Sunday night Lesbian Power Authority, and we'll be here every Sunday from 10 to 11, and I hope you'll join me, tune in your radio. And let me know if you have any announcements or things that you need other lesbians in the community to know about. Send it to me here at the station, the address of which I don't know right at the minute. 1808 Riverside. Hey, I came up with that pretty quick. 55455 in Minneapolis. So send me all of your announcements so that I can put them here on the air. And, you know, let me know what topics you want to talk about. And we're going to close out this evening with one of my favorites, Maxine Feldman singing Amazon. This is KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Amazon women rise. Amazon women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon women fly. Amazon women fly. I am and once was called Amazon. Now I am called lesbian. I know that the matriarchy back then. Sisters, the matriarchy's gonna rule again. Amazon women rise. Amazon. About to rise. Amazon.